Nelson Mandela leaving prison and becoming the president of the country, even though it was an ideal and a dream, it still seemed very, very far away. But there was a certain sense of inevitability, even though it might have seemed impossible at the time. South Africa was, the reason why I say it was unstoppable was because once the United Nations in 1977 declared apartheid a crime against humanity, and once the whole world decided that this was a major issue of global significance, that's when I think it took on a momentum, and it couldn't go anywhere other than a democratic South Africa with a majority government and, the democracy that we see. Now, of course, it didn't have to be this constitutional democracy. It could have become a authoritarian one-party state. It could have become a place in which there was lots of violence and retribution. Instead, it became a country that had a very strong constitution and in which there was a Truth and Reconciliation Commission and in which bloodshed was minimal. And that is because of Nelson Mandela. It was his leadership, it was his commitment to reconciliation and to forgiveness that set the tone and made all of this possible. Now, let me tell you, I went back to South Africa in 1994, the first year that the new government, the year that Nelson Mandela became president, and I spent one semester, took leave of absence from my position at the City University of New York to work for the Ministry of Justice. It was an exciting time. It was the first few months after Mandela's election as president was just, it was euphoric. It was wonderful. South Africa was a place where there were so many people from everywhere coming. It was really quite marvelous. I co-host in New York the South Africa Reading Group. And Steve Ullman, who's a professor there and who's my co-host of the reading group, we published a book called The Post-Apartheid Constitutions. And basically it was to reflect on the transition. We got the people who had been part of writing the constitution to contribute. We looked at what was in the constitution. We looked at what the possibilities of the constitution were. And then because the people that I had, who had mentored me, who were very close to Nelson Mandela, one, my first boss was somebody who became the Chief Justice and was Mandela's lawyer in the treason trial in the early 60s. And I had met Mandela in 1991, but all these people who were sort of in his orbit, that made it possible for me to get him to agree to, do the foreword for the book.